Chapter 1. Reese. October, Washington, D.C. A red shirt with the Netflix logo taped in place and a fake bag of ice. How very clever. I wish I could have thought of such a brilliantly simple idea before I decided to put on what I'm wearing right now. To be clear, that would be wearing while riding the D.C. Metro to my selected destination for the evening on the busy Saturday of Halloween weekend. I tried not to pout over how much more I would have enjoyed a nice, safe dose of Netflix and chill with Horatio curled up in my lap instead of going out tonight, but I promised my friends from work I would come. So I'm on my way to a Halloween party. Make that a costume-required Halloween party. Blech. I guess I sort of blend in, considering Mr. Netflix and Chill and I aren't the only ones wearing costumes on the subway tonight. There's a guy rocking a lavender unicorn suit, complete with sparkly rainbow tail and twisty horn, who just gave me and my dress the sideways eye. Hey, like you're in a position to judge me, Fluffy. His buddy, Suicide Squad Joker, sporting some painfully green hair, leans in and snickers at something Fluffy just whispered in his ear. Most likely about me and my dress. Yeah, and you're no Jared Leto, you ass. Good luck with that green hair in about a week from now. Sometimes I hate people. A drop of sweat rolls down my back as the interior of the train car starts to feel chokingly claustrophobic. Slow breath, Reese. Like my choice of costume tonight was something that wouldn't attract at least a passing response. Right. I'm an idiot. And while I won't argue the validity of that point, I am also a magnet for unwanted attention, regardless of whatever I do or don't do. This is reality when your last name is Pinkarver, and you can trace your lineage, in a solid direct line, mind you, to a beloved POTUS. My great-great-grandfather served his term nearly a century ago, but the name Pinkarver is still considered political royalty in this town, right alongside Kennedy and Roosevelt. Others in my family have served in Congress, the Senate, and as governor of two different states of the Union. All of this information is written down for posterity. My name in textbooks used in fifth-grade social studies, all the way up to U.S. History 101 at college campuses everywhere. Legitimate stuff. Unlike me. My day started off for shit, and it hasn't gotten any better as the sun made its path across the sky. I'd pretty much written it off for any improvement at this point. My big toe throbbed behind the heels I was wearing, still protesting the unfortunate smashing of it into the nightstand earlier this morning. The headache I'd battled for most of the day was giving me every indication that it wasn't quite finished with me yet. At least I know why the headache. A lack of caffeine was the culprit there. Zeke's Brewhouse got shut down for health code violations, plural, and I'd been running too late to go somewhere else. So I guess I'll be finding a new place to get my coffee from now on. The weird message from my mother last night wasn't helping either. Something about my inheritance coming due with my 25th birthday, which was just 2 months from now. I didn't know anything about an inheritance for when I turned 25. She'd never mentioned it before, so I was a little lost on the topic. My mom currently lives in Japan with her third husband, who serves as the U.S. ambassador to Sapporo, so the time difference usually has us playing phone tag for a bit before we can connect. Yeah, make that very weird. My whole family situation is weird, though. It's been weird from the very beginning. My grandfather, Theodore Pinkarver, had already raised three daughters before his only son was born to wife number two, Theodore Jr., my very beloved and perfect father. Grandfather had an obsession with his son that did not extend to his daughters, who were already living their own independent lives by the time my dad arrived on the scene. It was just as well, because my grandparents put their efforts into raising their precious son to be the prince who would inherit the Pinkarver kingdom some beautiful day off into a bright and wonderful future. It didn't work out that way, though. My father's life was nothing even close to my grandparents' vision for him. He ended up impregnating my mother when he was 19 and